Hey, this is Leticia. How do you tell if you're in an unhealthy relationship, and what do you do? Here's some signs. Isolation from family and friends, jealousy and possessive behavior, threatened or actual physical abuse, forced sexual conduct or sexual behavior, keep the other from doing things they enjoy doing, name-calling, insulting remarks and comments. There's more anger and rage than love and affection. One person makes all the decisions against the other's wishes. More tears than laughter, more name-calling than hand-holding. Now, we have all had one or more at one time or another in our lives in various relationships. However, what we don't have is one or more every day, all the time, and with every relationship. To know if you're in an unhealthy relationship, we must first identify a healthy one. Now, a healthy relationship is one that nurtures our desires and our dreams. It makes us feel good. It makes us happy to be in a relationship. It not only wants us to grow, it helps us find ways of making that happen. You hear people say that someone completes them? Well, I believe that we must first complete ourselves before we hook up with someone else. Then those two complete parts come together and make one fantastic couple. That's what I think. Now, I guess that means that an unhealthy relationship would have the opposite effect. It would be a relationship that makes us feel bad about ourselves. We feel anger, dread, unworthy, and just simply unhappy. Most of the time. More times than not. The scary and sad part is that many people know they're in an unhealthy relationship, but they choose to stay. Why? For some, it's better to keep the bad relationship that you have rather than risk getting into one that could be worse. For others, they'd rather have an unhealthy relationship than have no relationship at all. They don't believe that they deserve any better. See, unhealthy relationships eat away at self-esteem. If you've met someone online and you feel like something just ain't right, trust your instincts. Sometimes when we look back at old, bad relationships, the signs were there from the beginning. If you don't trust your gut, ask a friend whose opinion you value. Ask them what they think. Tell the person that what they are doing or saying makes you feel uncomfortable. If it stops, maybe it was just one of those things. If it doesn't, run! It won't change or go away, and you will not, nor should you, be the one to change them. Bottom line, if you don't think that you deserve better, you won't get better. If you have personal issues that you think will keep you from finding the perfect love, then the first step is working on self. Be the person you want to find. Love you, and everyone else will love you too. Well, everyone that is supposed to love you. Remember, there is someone for everyone, but not everyone is for everybody. Now that you've labeled your relationship, what do you do now? There is always the choice to do nothing. Remember, if you keep doing what you've always done, you keep getting what you always got. There is the choice to leave and get to know and work on you. There is also the choice of staying and working on the relationship from the inside out. Learn why you attract those type of relationships. Chances are, this isn't the first. Find out how the two of you can make it right and make it work. Whatever choice you make, know that you don't have to do it alone. Seek help of trusted family and friends that are involved in healthy relationships. Seek professional help to identify patterns or behaviors that are unhealthy and learn ways to correct them. Just do something you haven't done or tried before. There's a perfect love for you out there, and you do deserve to have it. This is Leticia. Till next time.